This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin, Chief of the Beef.
Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold the Fifth, Snowboard Kid.
Nice. And Siobhan Thompson.
Apple Scrumper.
Yeah.
Mudboarder extraordinaire.
Mudboarder extraordinaire.
Yeah, guys, let's do a quick recap. So last week, you guys left the Crick to go for a vacation weekend at a pirate casino.
Yeah, I just want to get it off my back that I think I came into last episode thinking this was a vacation and perhaps too relaxed.
You're like the guy that comes on a bachelor party that like has a wife and kids already. Like coming like real, like I am hellbent on partying.
I came from some very stressful times in the Crick, and I was like, I'm just gonna do what is not right and just try to do every sick flip I can.
Mm-hmm. I don't think your hangover should be happening this early. I want you partying for another day.
Moonshine, you gotta drink some water.
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
all right,
I'll
rally,
keep going.
Rally.
So you guys met Apple Scrumper, a field elf barbarian who was enraged at having lost all her money on a virtual snowboarding game. You joined her in the game and gambled all your gold, but you did end up winning just barely. Apple was just able to finish off the Frost Giant snowboarder, and you guys won 2,500 gold. High on life, you headed over to the bar where Moonshine began flirting with a super hot tiefling couple. Balnor and her followed them up to their room, and of course, they turned out to be an incubus and a succubus. Moonshine passed her wisdom saving throw only because she's an elf. You would have been so dead if you hadn't been, and was able to escape. She grabbed Balnor and
kissed him.
Kissed Balnor to save him. I forgot.
Balnor,
important.
Faked an orgasm, but Balnor doesn't remember, correct? Because he was in charmed mode, right?
Mm. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, shit.
And you guys ran down the hall to try to escape the incubus and the succubus who were scratching at your back as full-on devil people. Meanwhile, Apple, Beverly, and Hard One were sitting down near the bar where they were approached by a drunk pirate who Hard One pressed for information and Beverly cast Zone of Truth on. The loose-lipped pirate confessed that his pirate crew had found Ulfgar and was trading him to a mysterious buyer who, quote, "Dad lives in hell." And that's where we are now. So this pirate's friends have just like reprimanded him and called him to join them. He's left and they're all walking over to the docks. Moonshine and Balnor, now that you've broken the charm and you don't see these guys as a hot couple anymore, they're not super good fighters. So as soon as you guys start running, they kind of turn back into their tiefling
form. We're just swatting them away.
Yeah. And as you guys, I can't believe
I wanted to fuck you.
And as you guys run down the hall, they just go, "Feel free to send one of your friends up."
I definitely won't. I certainly won't. In fact, I might send you a bill for getting to watch me and Balnor lock lips like that. By the way, Balnor.
Did we?
Nope, we didn't. This is all chatter.
I feel like I barely remember us making out.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think that you're confusing me because you were kissing that girl and you were charmed. So didn't never speak a word of this ever again.
Balnor and Moonshine walk downstairs approximately like 8 minutes after they left.
Damn.
And they join you guys at the table.
You said it was going to be a quickie, but I didn't realize.
Moonshine and I Frenched. We French kissed.
All right, I'm going to give it to you real. Balnor was charmed up there. They turned out to be a succubus and an incubus. So there, nothing happened.
Thanks for telling us the full truth. And you did kiss Balnor?
I
dab Balnor up.
Thank you,
Hold on. Yeah, Balnor, you've got mushrooms all over your lips.
Oh, that's, huh.
Yeah, I need a scorpion bowl for one. Kiljan, can I get a...
Yeah, I motion for... let's make it four.
Keep coming.
Five. How many of us are there?
They bring punch bowls around
with
for,
an extra
for all
thick
you guys.
Straw, so every sip is just like almost a choke.
Balnor winks at you.
So we also have some news. The pirates have Ulfgar captive. What? Apple, this is kind of our fault. It's a little bit
Apple,
of a long
I'm
story.
I'm so sorry. We have dumped a lot on you right now.
This is a lot of information.
Yeah. Are you okay? Well, I mean, we met you. Seemed like you were having some crazy times.
We won a lot of money together. Let's story time. Let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, no. Well, so I'm here. As you may know, some stuff has been going down at the field. We've had what's called field rot. There's been some stuff coming down from the creek and the water has been poisoned.
Oh, well, fun news.
It's gone.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's some good news.
This is crazy. I know everything we said has been so crazy so far, but we did cure creek rot.
And this is when the scorpion bowls arrive.
Well,
all on fire.
Ready for a party, innit?
Cheers, some flaming bowls.
I try to lift mine, it is too heavy.
I like the fire because it melts the ice. The ice makes it too cold for me, innit?
Understandable. Yeah. So all something right. was unyieldy right. at the fieldy, but no longer.
Well, we've been saying congealed at the fieldy.
Oh,
I like right. unyieldy as well. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you had a little wide.
Keep your
end.
Eyes peeled at field.
Nice.
So anyway,
a lot of our crops have died and a lot of our animals, and we've not been making enough, to make ends meet. So I came up here to this pirate place because I heard that, well, maybe we can make a little bit more money on the meat, and then I make a little bit money on the side. But as you saw, I was not doing that well.
So you're in the hole.
Yeah, I was in the hole. So I don't know. I don't mean to be rude, but if I could get some of that money that we just won, I would love that.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure, yeah.
How much do you need? What's your tab?
Well, I spent 200 on it, but if I could get 400...
Take 500.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you're
take
great.
Five.
Yeah,
we're generous.
I really like you. You're
we're sort of
great.
Like a Robin Hood, getting yeah. people.
Moonshot, I feel like we should talk out our budget if we're going to be in a relationship.
Who is this guy?
Wow, you guys are already bickering.
Like, no. You guys are together, and
Balnor,
this guy is just like
I'm feeling
I gotta
it.
Be
carrying
honest,
a lot of bags.
Balnor, no, look.
Are we breaking up right now? Can we not do this in front of everyone?
I love my weak dad and my mushroom mom. This is fun. I feel it.
Another mom for Beverly.
I know. I am not anyone's mom, and I am certainly not anyone's girlfriend. I am Moonshine Sabin. I kissed you, and it meant goddamn shit. It was to save your stupid life.
All right. You know what? Clean break. We work together. Let's keep it at that.
Oh, I vomit.
I turned to Moonshine. Rough breakup. I'm sorry, Balnor broke your heart. Hey, you're going to get over him. One more scorpion ball for the brokenhearted.
Bring it over.
You know what? I'm going to find those tieflings and let them take my soul.
So, Ulfgar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. So Ulfgar, you've heard, the legendary heroes, right?
Yeah, he's one of the legendary heroes. Everybody knows that.
We met him.
And we let him jump off of an airship.
Yeah, we met him. He had crick rot. Well, we call crick rot. He essentially had field rot, crick rot.
No.
And some kind of bloodlust. He was crazy. He was attacking. He had to attack or it would hurt him or something like that.
And then he wanted to kill himself. And we were like, no, don't. But we sort of let him jump off the boat.
But
anyway.
Then he sort of pencil dived backwards.
Oh, my goodness.
Hands crossed over.
This is a lot of excitement. I'm not going to lie to you, like mostly the excitement I have at home is like cow falls over or something like that.
It's so funny when that happens.
It falls over.
It is very funny when that happens.
That does. What is a cow? I take a bite of a slider.
It's like a flashy donkey with breasts.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Surprisingly good description.
Flashy donkey. I guess you have a cowhide cloak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like this.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
They're like sometimes nicer than donkeys, but sometimes they're very mean. They can be very mean.
Interesting. I think I like cows.
Like one cow and her own very nice herd of cows together.
Hardbone, what did you think the vest that Moonshine was wearing was made of?
I honestly thought that was her skin.
You thought that was her skin?
Yeah, so Ulfgar, essentially, he said, when you cure Krikrok, come find me. And we said, okay. And that's when he jumped off the boat.
Yep.
And so now we're trying to kind of get away, hence some of the reckless behavior on my part.
This just turned into a working vacation.
Yeah.
Cell phone's back on, everyone.
Wait, so I'm going to get to meet one of the legendary heroes.
Apple, you're going to get to save one of the legendary
heroes. No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My cousins are going to be so impressed.
Yeah.
Now, just a quick caveat about meeting your heroes. Doesn't always go super great.
No,
so just,
he probably doesn't have Krikrok anymore.
He's going to be great, though, isn't he?
I think he might have something other than Krikrok, though. I'm thinking he might have some kind of, like, I feel like he was being controlled by Fiala.
He's been through a lot.
And when he got further away from her, the control was less strong, but I'm worried that still is on.
Yeah. Right. So
Fiala's involved in this as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Ulfgar's the man, and he punched me in the face, and he tried to hurt us, so.
We gave him Gatorade.
Yeah. But it felt like he was drinking Haterade.
You guys have met so many celebrities, and honestly, I'm so impressed by
a lot of them are not living up to the hype. Fiala tried to murder everybody, including his dad.
Yeah.
Honestly, of all the celebrities, you're the coolest one yet.
What? That's true. By the way, I actually have your jersey bunched up in my my satchel. Would you sign it?
I absolutely would. I would be honored. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. It's also cow skin.
I just do it for the art. You know, I don't do it for the fame. I just love to board.
Amen to that.
Okay.
So I guess we got to rescue Ulfgar, huh?
Okay. So real talk. Do y'all want to try to infiltrate this party? Or do y'all want to try to be higher bidders? I mean, our diplomatic missions are mediocre at best.
Yeah.
We're not great at talky words.
Well, I can't help with that. I'm very stupid.
Yeah. Welcome. Same. Welcome to the band.
I feel like
we could also just try to sneak on. I mean, that ship was raging.
So let's sneak on. If we get caught, Beverly plays a rich, privileged boy who is going to buy Ulfgar. Bev, that's the role you were born to play.
It's the role I was born to play.
Bev, you have to be adding him to your collection. Be a real piece of shit.
Talk about wanting his teeth, etc.
Yeah. All right, this is all stuff I can work with. Do I have to take the earrings out, though?
Leave them in.
Yeah, I think they
make you look
even
right
saucier.
For the part.
Okay, great. Yeah,
so
this sounds good.
Do we just pretend to be like his friends? Are we trying to be, or...
Yeah, let's just walk on to this.
Yeah, let's just walk on.
It's
parties. We got a plus
it's a party,
one.
Right?
You got any more of them errands?
Absolutely.
Bev, I think it's time to do another makeover.
I've got some big brooches and just like fake rubies if you want some of those.
Oh my God, I love it. This is so much fun.
Do you want an eye patch?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. It's a little itchy, but, you know, it looks really good on you.
Oh my goodness. This is like, do you ever do Melora pageants down at the Crick?
No. Melora pageants? God.
All the kids dress up.
Yeah?
Y'all dress up for Melora?
Yeah!
Melora asks us Melora to get naked pageant? For her.
That's weird, isn't it?
No, I thought
Melora.
It was a little weird.
No, you gotta dress up for Melora. She loves a little dress-up time.
No! She loves to see you as you are.
You guys are... You come from such different worlds.
Wow. This is how I feel when I talk to the Chosen about the light. So many interpretations. Okay, I gesture to the bartender.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Hurog.
Hurog, it's nice to meet you. I hold up my hand.
He shakes you with a big, massive hand. He picks you up off the ground.
Hurog, I hate to bother you, but, and you know, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable with this, but I'm surprised to see a giant. I'm honestly delighted to see a giant. What's your arrangement? I guess I'm trying to ask. Is your arrangement, are you here willfully?
Yeah.
Okay.
All giants have been banned to the frigid north, so for me, this is kind of a hideaway. This is for me to be able to get away from the laws of man. I was... I had sent for my family a long time ago to meet me here, but they never showed up. And he just looks off wistfully.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh my gosh.
Must be hard for you to play mini golf, too.
I'm so sorry.
To me, it's mini golf.
And he looks off even more wistfully.
I'm so sorry that I just tried to have a threesome at your bar while you were dealing with
They were pretty obviously devils, huh?
Yeah, they were, honestly. And I wanted to walk into that trap. I was feeling a little self-destructive.
I feel that. I drink a lot on the job.
Can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink?
I'll do a shot with you.
Okay. I want to see a giant shot.
Whoa. It's just a pint.
He does the fishbowl as a shot with you. He gives you a little shot. He does a fishbowl.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Awesome. Hey, we're trying to get onto that, to the pirate ship. Oh, you got any advice for us?
You seem like nice folks. I wouldn't get mixed up with those guys. They got 20 or 30 guys there with them. They got a fancy yacht with all kind of traps and whatnot on it.
Yeah, let's say we didn't know what was best for us.
Let's say we're all feeling a little self-destructive.
Yeah, a bunch of...
Yeah.
None of us got laid. These two made out, though, so...
Could we everyone
came,
please...
We came to fuck or to fight, and we don't got game.
We came to fuck or to fight, and everyone here is succubi, so it looks like I'm fighting.
Let's do it.
They came in this morning. They're called Snot Slot.
Snot Slot.
They're hanging out on Snot's
Captain,
yacht.
Captain Snot, kind of ostentatious, rich
Captain
pirate.
Captain Snot is kind of a lot.
Captain Snot is a lot, for
He
sure.
got weaknesses, Captain Snot. You ever see him go for blondes or...
We're trying to hatch a Snot's plot.
Yeah. We don't got a lot.
I mean, he likes money.
Just okay. Money? All right, what you got behind the bar that's real flashy that we could show up with that would get his attention? Or do we even want to get his attention?
I don't know if we want to get his attention.
Okay, never mind. We just want to blend in. I think maybe we just embark for that ship.
Let's do it. Hey, tell you what, we're sort of traveling around Bohemia. If you want to write a message, if we find ourselves in the frigid north, you want us to deliver a message to the fam?
Yeah.
Yeah, out in the frigid north, you know, frost giants obviously take to it pretty well. The hill giants, not so much. So I don't know if they would be alive, but I have a wife named Aura, and I have a son who is also named Hirog. And if you find them, you can give them this to let them know that I'm still okay. And he hands you a, like, big, very big gold coin. And he goes, back a long time ago, my grandfather gave that to me. We used to have our own cities, our own kingdoms, and our own currency. And that's a piece of gold from that time.
I will find the fam.
Yeah, we'll find Aura.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Hirog.
Good talking to you guys. You know, I talk to drunks all the time, but I gave you guys my cool coin. I I just trust you for some reason.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I get it. I just met him and I trust them implicitly.
Yeah. It's unadvised.
It kind of happens, yeah.
We're nice. We're real dumb, but we're kind.
Yeah.
I saw you go up with the devils. I was thinking about telling you no, but, you know, there's a lot of crime here and stuff. You just got to kind of...
I appreciate that. I think it was a mistake I needed to make.
Speaking of mistakes, let's go over to that pirate ship.
Yeah. Apple, just wanted to double check. You want to join us?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
What else am I doing up here?
I'm just saying it's going to be a risky, stupid mission, so I just want to make sure... You're down.
I'm a semi-professional mud boarder.
You're so right.
Risky is my middle name.
You know none of us are.
I take out my Apple jersey and I'm like, you're so right.
Here's the other thing. If we pull this off, you could probably end up with a lot more money. We're going to be on a pirate ship. I'm sure they've got lots of gold that you could, I guess, liberate might be the word.
I mean, I'm not one for stealing on principle, but... If you're stealing from a pirate, that's like taking it back.
Yeah, that's true. Returning.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the economy.
First off, is anyone else feeling like a deep empathy? I'm feeling like I don't understand both sides of this giant war, and I'm starting to wonder if the giants got really fucked over.
Yeah, pretty much everyone I know fought in it, and that's kind of what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah.
I look over at the SS Stormborn knowing that my dad fought a bunch of giants on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I hadn't even thought of that.
Let's be nice to giants.
I think I'm on the side of some giants.
Yeah. The one thing that I've learned on this journey is that everybody at the top kind of sucks and everybody at the bottom is pretty much fine and just caught up in it.
Well, if Red's to be believed, everything sucks and you should just try to be as nice to everyone as you can, unless they really suck.
So I'm thinking as soon as we get close, I'll cast Pass Without Trace on all of us.
Cool.
Are we going with Operation Stealth or Operation Fancy Boy?
Stealth.
Okay. Stealth. Cool. Stealth. Fancy Boy is if we get discovered,
that's the story when they ask us who we are.
Roger.
And if anyone asks, the three of us were your hard hands, and we say we defer. This is our boss.
Absolutely.
This fancy eccentric boy.
This checks out.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it.
So you guys start to walk near the docks. Tell me how you guys are approaching. So there are other boats and stuff, and you see these guys who grabbed Yarn and brought him back to the boat are long gone. You don't see them.
Is there still like a party raging? Is there like a spring break vibe?
Yeah, so you see that there are, it's not a spring break vibe where you could just go and blend in. Mm. There are about 12 orcs up there who are all part of the crew.
So it's not like you just hop on the ship.
It's not like you could just be like, it's like a party with like 12 people. And let me real quick describe the ship. So you guys have the front of the ship is right in front of you. There's this big buff orc carved into the front of it. The wheel is on a raised platform right above it. And then there's this long deck that's like 60 or 70 feet long. There's this big mast in the middle. And on the other side, on the back of the boat, you see a door that clearly kind of goes down to the hull, to below deck.
So maybe we do just want to go Operation Fancy Boy.
And just try to get invited onto the ship.
It is boat culture, so like when you park your boat next to someone else's boat, there's a chance you're going to get invited over to like share your drinks.
Yeah, why don't we hang out by the boat, and then if we're all talking to some of these guys, maybe we're distracting them enough for you to sneak on.
Oh,
and rapport spores us and let us know what's happening.
Okay, quick rapport spores everyone.
Smart.
Sorry, Apple. This is a good thing,
though. That's
right. I snot on her.
Ooh. It's quite friendly, actually, in the field.
Yeah, it's an honor.
And then let's, like, walk over, and if you guys can start a conversation, perhaps I can.
So your guys' boat was parked, like, kind of next to them, so you guys want to, like, hang out on your boat and yell to their boat?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The boater's greeting.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a... What's the sound system like on your boat?
Oh, it's, like, a really janky...
Just a
Bose mini sound link that I think is loud enough for the whole deck. But
the Bluetooth never works.
Yeah.
Let's blast it. No matter what, let's blast them like Nelly.
All right. Actually, it's sort of like an iPhone in a cup. We going down under.
You see the other boat just like looks at you and turns up their music louder.
That's right. Shimmy, dancing. Shimmy, Coco Pop.
And Moonshine, meanwhile, so the three of you guys are on your ship or on the Stormborn.
Yeah.
And then Moonshine, you're going to sneak?
I want to sneak and like try and find where Ulfgar is if he's in the.
Okay. The go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Oh my God. I got a 14.
So you sneak up to go look into like a porthole, and you see one of the orcs looks over the side and he goes, "Hey, what the hell are you doing down there?"
"I'm just looking for the party."
Go ahead and give me a deception check.
Just so you know, my tits are totally out. Do I get it?
Oh, absolutely.
With advantage.
15. Okay, let me see.
Will it be enough?
Why are you climbing around the outside then? Why didn't you approach the stairs and...
I come from the country and I've never been on a boat before. If I'm being very honest, I'm very inexperienced.
Balnor looks so butthurt.
You see?
So she does this on everyone?
So you guys are on this boat. You guys see the orcs are instantly like gravitating to the side of the boat that Moonshine is climbing up. Like there's already a scene. And this guy just looks at you, Moonshine, and he turns around and yells to the boat, "Hey, we got somebody trying to stow away here. We got somebody climbing up." And Moonshine, you see the captain walks over and he puts his leg on the side of the boat. You see he's got this captain's hat on. He's got this big red gem. And he goes,
my, what do we have here?
Well,
Moonshine! Moonshine, are you causing a stir down there?
I'm sorry, that's my son.
He looks over. I guess Beverly's far enough away that he could be an elf child. Give me a Jesus. A deception check with disadvantage. You guys deserve it.
I wish I got the good one. Okay, 9.
9.
What are you doing on my boat?
I'm sorry. You know what? Some of my girlfriends from school, they told me that you throw the best parties, and I got to fixing thinking I would be the most popular girl at school if I went to one of your parties, and I know it was ill-advised.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school, Bethlehem Central.
Moonshine, roll a perception check.
21.
Okay, you see that some of the orcs, and you guys see it as well on the other boat, you see that some of the orcs have gotten down off the deck and are starting to go around to the side that Moonshine is climbing up.
Okay.
While the captain is talking.
All right, I'm going to hop down too.
Okay.
God damn it, Moonshine. You can't go anywhere without looking for a fix. I'm sorry. She's an arcane fiend.
Give me a deception check.
Throwing lies against the wall, waiting for one to stick.
I got a 2. Shout out to the 2 kid. I'm gonna use a luck point.
Okay, right. Last luck point of the day.
We gotta get these guys to not kill us.
Uh-huh.
That's an 18.
Okay. You see the captain looks down at her and then looks over at you.
Honestly, she's a tweaker?
Yeah, she's going to crawl onto every boat until she finds some fucking arcane. It's incredibly embarrassing. I'm really sorry. Come here, Moonshine. I wrap her up in my cloak.
I scurry over. I love arcane.
Shiver a little bit.
I wipe my lips so they're super dry looking.
You see he motions to a couple of the other orc guys to like head on over to your boat.
Oh, hey, yeah, come on over.
He goes, I'll send a couple of my guys over. Get your tweaker friend the fuck off my boat.
Yeah, get over here, Moonshine. As we're walking away, I try to peek into a manhole or a portal.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Dude, wait,
yeah,
stealth?
You have Pass Without Trace, so you do get plus 10.
Did you guys cast Pass Without Trace?
Yeah, I did when we were walking over.
Okay.
It's a 13.
13?
Oh, wait, stealth?
Without Trace.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's a 17.
He rolled a 21. He goes, now what the fuck are you doing? Poking in here. I don't like you guys. I don't like you guys one fucking bit.
I get my tits out to
I follow Apple's cue.
You guys see cannons emerge from the side of the hull facing your ship. And he goes, you all get on board or we blow up your ship.
Whoa.
You fucking sneaking around out here.
Guys, looks like we just got invited to the party.
Okay.
Nice.
Balnor, bring the tuna.
All right. It seems bad.
All right, let's go on the boat. I still think this is a fun vibe. We're having a party.
Yeah.
It's not a real party if you don't get arrested. That's why we say.
I pull my tits out.
That's what our bumper sticker says.
You guys get on the boat. You see he has a little like handheld device. He presses it. You see 6 like Mario 3 style guns come out of the deck. And he goes, all right, everybody, hands out.
These are very
drop
fun.
Your weapons.
Are these t-shirt guns or something? Because this is very fun.
Regular guns.
Whoa.
Sneaking around trying to steal our treasure. Don't think I don't know what type of people hang out around Swashbuckler's Bounty. I'm the greatest swashbuckler of them all. Captain Jeremiah Snot.
I've never heard of you. I'm no offense or anything, but I've never heard of Jeremiah.
One of the guns shoots at you. That's only 16 to hit, so you can dodge. I think you have 17 AC.
I do have 17.
Okay, you move out of the way. Careful.
Iris Porspores everyone. Is it too late for Operation Fancy Lad?
I think that we tried all our lives.
Okay.
I shouldn't have peeked into the pool.
That was the breaking point.
Yep, we found it.
They were going to go over and try to sell you some arcane, but you peeked.
Do we have to try to fight these guys?
I don't see the alternative.
Well, we can always run.
Yes.
There are 12 guys.
12 guys.
They have cannons trained on the SS Stormborn.
I'd really hate if anything happened to my old man's boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we beat them, we could take this ship. But I mean, no offense, but yours just looks like a mini golf course.
Excuse you?
But in a good way, right?
I was saying the same thing.
Like, mini golf's fun, so it's good that it looks like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Yeah. But, like, this is a beer tap in the mat.
Y'all remember, I know this is not a correct use of rapport spores, but y'all remember when the giant said, it's actually mini golf to me?
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Like,
we all laugh out loud.
Okay, so you guys have all just been standing here quietly. You're clearly trying to steal my treasure.
No, we're just on a lot of arcade. Right now.
Right. Well,
if by treasure you mean that delicious golden brew you have over there.
One of you tried to jump onto the boat. Another one started peeking into our hull. We're pirates. We don't like that kind of thing.
I'm sorry. You don't like people being fun. I thought pirates were supposed to be fun. No offense.
Yo ho ho.
You seem like a real, like, law rules guy.
Yeah.
Drop your weapons.
I'm going to walk over really slowly.
Don't move.
Just to the beer tap.
Don't touch the beer tap. I will shoot you with a gun.
I flick the beer tap and spin around. And spin around and try to hit him with my axe.
Okay, everybody roll initiative there.
That went about as well as we thought.
18.
21.
13.
Hard one. You act first, so you, I guess, like, spray the beer as a distraction.
That's good.
Hey, don't touch that fucker! And then do whatever you'd like.
I just want the beer flowing for this entire battle.
Cool. Yeah. So you see, there are about 12 guys up here on the deck. You've got the chief. You've got two beefier-looking dudes wearing, like, breastplates. And then you've got just regular orc pirate guys.
I'm gonna go for the fucking captain.
Yeah, okay. Go for the king.
Cool.
Duddle rules.
Oh, fuck. 13.
13 does not hit.
Of course it doesn't. Why would it? Ooh, that was so close to a nat 20, but it's 23.
That hits.
Hit him for 10. Is he on death's door?
Yeah, he's dead.
Cool.
Whoa.
I'm going to take a quick sip of beer and use my action surge.
Do it out.
Don't drink my beer. You stole that. See, I told you.
Is that a session IPA?
You're trying to steal my blood.
Just fucking fully licking the tap.
It's Hitachino. That's expensive.
It's 20.
I love that shit.
20 hits.
Oh, the one with the owl?
Yeah, it's so good.
17 damage.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. 26.
26 hits.
11.
So then it is the chief's turn. On his turn, you see he backs up. He disengages.
I am the brave Captain Snot. Get him, men!
And he runs back. You see he presses his little handheld device, and little sprinklers emerge from below deck and start shooting grease out onto the floor. Everybody give me dex saving throws.
Oh, no.
You see these guys are wearing little, like, booties, like little two-toed boots.
I'm loving this King K. Rule bullshit.
Oh, ooh. 17.
Oh! Mm. 14.
12.
Whoops. That's going to be a 9.
Everybody beefs except Apple. You guys all fall prone.
I'm just used to being in the mud.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's your natural element.
Things get super slippery. You see the captain takes a full dash action, runs to, like, the back of the ship, and runs down the stairs. That is Apple's turn.
Who do I have around me?
You got two big beefy boys and 9 orc babies. Not actual babies.
Because we would not want to kill them.
They're fresh face.
Well, I'm going to go into a rage.
Sweet.
Can I run after this guy?
Sure. You are going to need to do dex checks to not slip on the grease.
Right. I guess I'll give that a go.
Cool. You'll need to do a full dash because he just ran.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a dex save.
Come on, Apple.
Nat 20, baby.
Yeah.
You use it. You go fucking faster.
I just slide. I don't even run. I just fucking go on the grease.
Tom Cruise.
Risky business.
With a nat 20, I'll let you do an attack at the end of that. I'll let you do one attack.
Dope. I eye Moonshine's Apple jersey and I not approve of
it. I'm wearing it now.
So you see he's running for like a door and a stairway at the back of the boat. And you fucking slide at him. Risky business style?
Yep.
So, risky business. There you
go. I have my sword out just like, I'm just going to stick it right in him, hopefully.
Sweet.
Go ahead. 18?
Does 18 hit?
18 does hit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
15. 15 damage.
15 damage. Cool. He's looking a little hurt. That is Moonshine's turn.
I want to do Tidal Wave. But I want to do it with beer.
Yeah.
And I want to do it to, like, wipe all the grease away, but also attack some of these little minions.
Nice.
Okay. For flavor, I'll let it be beer. It makes no sense.
Party on.
So, yeah. Dope.
Okay, so Moonshine, let's
well,
lose
Well, because I need, my material is a drop of water, so instead of a drop of water, I'm using a drop of beer.
You pull the tap, and some Hitachino comes out.
I take some Hitachino.
Okay.
And then I make a tidal wave on as many of his little minion guys as I can.
What's the footage on that?
It is 30 feet long, up to 10 feet wide, up to 10 feet tall.
I would say you fucking hit everybody except for the chief.
Yeah, so they all make dexterity saving throws.
I rolled 2 7s in a row, so they're definitely going to fail.
So anyone who fails takes 11 damage and is knocked prone.
You fuck. These regular orc guys are on death's door. You see? So much beer pours in their mouths. They're like, I have alcohol poisoning. Yarr!
But also,
and they slip and bang their heads brutally. $1 million baby. It's so brutal.
But also, does the stickiness of the beer counteract the slipperiness now?
Sure, why not? Yeah, the beer like wipes away a lot of the grease.
Yeah. And then I save a little bit of the tidal wave and drink a cup of beer from my hand.
And not to Balnor, that's your fucking girlfriend.
Shut up! I'm not with Balnor.
She's unbelievable.
It was one kiss to save his gall dang life.
That is the beefy guy's turn. They go, Yar, we're beefy. And they're gonna go after Moonshine. You wasted our Hitachino.
Right. Yo ho.
That's expensive. Pirates love Hitachino. Only 13 to hit on the first attack.
Ain't gonna hit.
With the great axe misses. 21 hit on the second attack.
Ain't gonna hit. Just kidding, it hit.
15 damage. Second guy swings.
I actually prefer Blue Moon. I know it's a little basic, but I love the citrus taste.
With the orange in there.
Yeah,
nice.
It's pretty good. You drank, kid? That's messed up.
I have a high tolerance.
14 to hit, misses. He swings again. He hits on the second hit. 4. 12 damage to Moonshine.
Okay.
Beverly, that is your
turn.
Can
we say whenever they hit me, I bleed Hitachino?
From now on, that is canon.
You have the Hitachino elemental.
They suck at your arms. Sweet, sweet craft beer. Sweet, sweet $11
sweet,
bottles
sweet
of beer.
Sweet, sweet Japanese beer.
So all the grease has been wiped away.
The grease has been wiped away. Okay, you're prone, but you can just use half your movement. So you can't get as far as like Apple and the chief at the end of the boat because you have to use half your movement to get up.
Psychically, before I begin, I do want to summon Big Buck to come over here and mess it up.
Beverly is calling his ass.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that's going to be a pretty tough athletics check for a donkey to jump from a ship to another ship.
I don't want
him
to fall into the water. I just want to summon him to like come and get in the mix.
Okay, he starts running.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Come, my ass.
Starts running.
All right, so I guess I get up.
Okay.
I wanna talk to one of the beefy guys as my action. I want to command them. Okay, it's wisdom saving.
Cool, he failed.
All right, my command is swim.
You got it, kid.
He just jumps in the water and starts swimming away.
Why?
Does he have a lot of armor on?
Yeah, but he's doing pretty good. He's strong.
Okay.
Don't stop until you've done 200 yards.
You got it. I'm the best swimmer here. The other guy's yelling, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, butterfly stroke.
Starts doing the butterfly stroke.
Cool.
That is Balnor's turn.
I lick a little Hitachino.
You get a nice crisp taste of Hitachino.
Gosh, that's so crisp.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it could only be made in the Sapporo Mountains.
Balnor's prone, but he uses half his movement. He's up in the mix with all these other guys. He's going to attack with advantage, and he hits one of these guys.
Way
he is
go,
a big, beefy level 5 now. He literally can't not kill this guy. You see Bounder just walks over and brutally just executes one. And then he takes a second attack on
use
the other
the
one.
Use the hurt, Balnor.
And he hits the other one, and he executes another one. He just walks over and hup, hup.
Honestly, I don't want to say it, but that was pretty hot. He just killed two people. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I softened him up.
Do you
want to
make out?
I'm thinking about it. Honestly, I'm
go
thinking
for
about
it, girl.
It.
Go for it.
Yeah, you could be a good rebound for Balnor.
Balnor is horned up. He's the one guy that gets laid on vacation.
I'm horned up and killing folks.
I love my horny dad.
That is 7 of the orcs' turns. They get up and they all attack Balnor because Balnor just killed their friends.
I was horny and confident.
You have to understand. He had the mist of horny rage draped over his brow.
So only 2 of them hit Balnor. Okay, they do 20 damage to Balnor.
Ew. He's okay, though.
It's okay, I'm still horny.
Use it.
So after the orc's turn, you see that those mini cannons are going to shoot. Those 6 cannons that came up and one that shot at Apple when she first showed up. Apple has gotten past them. Okay. She's running after the chief, going down below deck. But you 3, 2 each will go after you guys. First one misses. Hard one, you dodge both.
Yes.
2 after Moonshine. You dodge both. 2 after Bev. One hits you.
4.
15 damage.
Okay.
These little mini cannons shoot like musket ball sized bullets at you guys.
Beaverly slow gold at it again.
It's not catching on.
And then
it's a dumb name.
Back up to hard one.
Way to go, slow gold.
Oh, goodness.
I'll swing at a beefy boy.
Okay, cool.
You think
there's
you're
only one beefy boy left. The other one is swimming away.
Oh, that's right. You're not as beefy as me. Maybe he is, though. 13?
That does not hit. Yep. Yeah, right. He pushes your arm out of the way.
Okay.
He gets wrist control and just moves you.
I massage my calves, which are out of my pants right now. And I miss again, I imagine. 14?
He pulls your pants down while you're doing that.
Cool. You suck, man. You just absolutely suck ass. You absolutely completely suck ass.
Guys, nobody kill this guy. I really need to.
So that is the chief's turn. He is going to take another full disengage action. He just like pushes Apple and keeps running.
Coward.
You see he runs below deck, and you'll see what he's up to if you go below deck.
Ooh.
And that is Apple's turn.
Well, I'm going to go below deck.
Apple, you go below deck.
Ooh.
And Apple there are 6 more dudes down there.
Gentlemen.
You
not
see,
accustomed as I am to giving speeches, I would just like to say.
This is basically a cartoon where you're like, you hear the brakes hit as your feet stop. And
are
you
they
see,
all the shitty little guys or are they the beefy boys?
You see 4 shitty little guys, 2 beefy boys, and of course the captain who just ran into them.
Uh-huh.
You see one of the shitty little guys has a silver horn with him, like a war horn. It is not his turn, so he's not going to do anything yet, but you see he has it, like, ready to act, but he looks, like, frightened that he saw you.
Well, I mean, I guess I will throw one of my hand axes at the horn.
At the guy who has the horn.
Yes.
Cool. Go ahead and...
So I'm actually throwing it, like, at his wrist to knock the horn out of his hands. I'm not, like, necessarily aiming to...
Okay. I will say, for that to happen, you'll need to hit with, like, great success. If not, you'll just do damage.
Great.
Cool.
How successful is a 15?
Successful enough to slice him because
great.
He's just in little pirate's rags.
Mm. Awesome.
So go ahead and roll your damage. I think it's a d6 plus
it's
your
one
strength.
It's
1d6. Okay.
10.
10 damage.
Yes.
He is... right fucked up.
And I say, don't you even bloody think about blowing that bloody horn.
Okay,
I look at you. I know your dad. I know your dad. I know him.
You don't know my dad. This is my dad.
I'll
he points to one of the
dad.
Other orcs. I'm his dad. He's my son. I love him.
No, you don't. If he blows that horn, it'll come to you. I tell you.
Oh, we're a family. We work together. Us pirates stick together.
Oh, no.
We're a brotherhood. And also, he's my actual son. You have a second attack.
Oh, yes.
Kill his kid.
Yeah, kill
yeah,
his kid.
I'll throw the other hand axe at that kid.
He's hurt.
Dad, am I going to be okay?
Not 20.
Just finish him. Just throw the axe into his head.
Why is it always a family affair?
You killed his son in front of his dad.
Yeah, 14, 15, 16.
Dad, I'm going to be a full-fledged pirate, right?
Axe just goes in between his eyeballs. You see one eyeball so hangs sad. Out.
No, Yar, my son.
Wait. Did I get a cleave movement because I killed him?
Oh, you... Yeah, you definitely
take it out on his dad.
So you, axe goes fully through his head, and I'll say hits the guy next to him, hits his dad. So how much damage did you do?
21. So kills his
you
dad.
You kill the dad as well.
And then do I then cleave to the next one?
No, that's it. That's okay, great. Full, but you
well,
kill...
Well, you know, I destroyed a family today, and I feel pretty good.
You kill the dad and
I mean,
son.
You wiped out a lineage.
That was beyond fucked up. They were the only ones left.
The proud Yars.
Moonshine's turn.
Right,
so I'm going to go into fungal form, cool. Then spores one of the guys.
You end one.
And then I'm going to bring him back as a zombie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got this ability so long ago, but no one's taken any, so he's a zombie now.
You have an undead servant.
Can I say he's a beer zombie? He's yes. A Hitachino zombie. He looks like the Hitachino owl.
I'm coming back to life because of the fresh taste.
And then I also want to run towards that below deck area.
Okay, so you will get about halfway there on just your movement. And you've got a zombie up in the mix.
Okay, so I'm going to tell it to attack.
Okay, just one of the other orcs?
Yeah, one of the ones that's on death's door, because I bet he doesn't do much damage.
Go ahead.
20 to hit,
that
not
hits.
Natural. Okay, he's going to do 3 damage.
That's just enough. He just sticks his hand through another orc's head.
Good zombie.
No, my brother.
You're part of the party now.
Hey. Good job, Hitachino. Way to keep it crisp.
Do we have a zombie named Hitachino?
Forever. For an hour, we do.
Goodbye, old cub.
I got to start carrying little zombie snacks so I can throw them little snacks when they do a good job.
Brain bits.
Does he make a zombie by killing another one?
I don't know. They had to get killed by my spores to make one.
Okay.
And that is the big beefy orc's turns. One of them is swimming away. He just keeps swimming.
Am I doing a good job, boy?
I blow my whistle. Great work! You're going to be ready for the intermediate medley.
I am elite. I am an elite swimmer. And he starts swimming faster away. He's kicking so much. He's really good.
Hey, backstroke this time.
All right.
He turns around. He starts backstroking really loud. You see a shark eats him? the other guy is going to take a swing at Hard One because he's being fresh. Yeah, he's just pantsed Hard One. Yeah. He's going to swing his axe at Hard One's bottom.
He
brutally hits you in the bottom.
Of course.
Ooh.
Slices off your entire ass.
7 damage to your ass.
My ass.
My ass?
No, my ass.
Oh, okay.
Your ass is on the boat.
Second swing, he misses your ass. He hits your pants, though, and there's a hole. And then that is the two beefy boys below deck. And those beefy boys are just going to charge in and attack.
We're just going to charge in and attack. We'll let one of the weenies use the horn.
First guy goes at Apple. Obviously, there's nobody else. And hits both times.
Yep. Bring it on, bitch.
25 damage, but half, so 12.
Oh, 12.
Other guy swings twice, and he only hits once. 4. 10, half to 5. And that is Beverly's turn.
All right. Where is my ass?
Your ass is above your legs and below your torso? Your ass. Your ass is running on the dock, trying to get to the... I guess on this turn, your ass makes it to you with its full second dash action.
All right, so he can't do anything.
Can't attack this turn, but he's there.
Okay, I brush his mane.
Cool.
You know, I'll do a Divine Smite on just a whole slew of these... little wieners.
Oh, to try to cleave through them?
Yeah.
Cool, go ahead. Attack and see if you hit.
Oh, that's a 3 plus 8. 10,
11. 11 does not hit.
Okay. Can I try
one
another
little
attack?
One wiener orc blocks it with his axe.
I'm good. I'm a good fighter.
Come on, Beeferly.
I filled him with such confidence.
You beefed it.
Just don't kill my zombie.
I know that I can conquer the world. The real treasure is learning confidence in yourself.
I feel bad now. I've inspired him so.
You should kill him.
All right. I take my second attack.
Cool.
That's a 2, but...
But your sword that you didn't ignite...
Wait, I didn't ignite it!
You did it.
Oh, no!
Shout out to the 2 crew.
Shout out to the 2 crew.
This dude just owns you.
Oh, my God.
He Matrix bends back. And Balnor goes... Beverly, watch this. And he swings at the same guy, and he crits.
Oh,
I'm horny and strong.
I hate this game. Game sucks.
11 damage, so Balnor kills 3 guys.
Oh my god. He gets a second attack.
3 guys.
I guess I gotta kiss this schmuck
and
more often.
And he does another swing. He misses the last one, though.
Cool.
And that guy blocks
it.
He
fair.
Goes,
the same
well,
guy?
I feel... No, yeah, different guy. Well, now I feel strong because I beat the guy who beat the guys.
So now there's only 2 left, right?
There's only 2 left.
And 1 beefy guy? Or is 2 left including
and
the
one
beefy
guy?
And
then that is those orcs' turn. Purely out of spite, one of them is going to attack the donkey. And hits.
Oh.
How much HP does the donkey have?
Better watch your ass.
Donkey's head gets chopped off. The mountain style. Oh, just no. Brutally chops your donkey's head off.
So brutal.
Just so fucking.
That was Slowgold's ass, you son of a bitch.
There's so many dash axes to get over there.
You sliced my ass.
And then the other one is going to try to slice Beverly's ass. And he hits.
Wow, both of your asses, one turn.
10 damage.
2 asses, 1 turn. Oh, my God.
And then the guns go. So I'm going to say, once again, 2 of them go after each of you guys. First one misses Moonshine. Second one hits Moonshine for 15 damage.
Okay.
2 of them go after Bev. 1 of them hits. 18 damage. Mm. Last 2 go after Hard One. 1 of them hits. 21 damage.
Damn.
That's back around to Hard One. You just got shot by a bunch of guns.
Ow. Can I man the guns or no?
They look like little like turret things. It would be...
So I can't just take one and aim it at an orc?
You could try.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Give me an intelligence check to see if you can figure out how this thing works.
Do I have any intelligence?
You definitely don't.
I sure don't. That's a raw 13 then.
Cool. You go up, you look at this gun, you can't make heads or tails of it.
Can you at least rip it out?
Just attack it, yeah. Right?
So do I have any other actions?
You use your turn to try to hack the gun.
Dang.
Can I take that again?
That is the chief's turn. Apple, you're down there with the chief. You see on the chief's turn, you see him grab this horn. Run into the back room, slam the door. That is your turn, Apple. You've got 2 beefy boys, 2 regular orcs. You killed a father and a son. How dare you? And the chief just, the chief, why am I calling him the chief? The captain ran off to the captain's quarters.
How many people are going to get an attack of opportunity against me if I run off to the captain?
4.
Then I'll take the opportunity attacks. Okay. Fuck it. Bring it.
But now you Gauntlet. Can beat him to the door and stand in front of the door.
Yeah, I'll say you're fast. I'll let you do like an opposed athletics check to see if you can like bust open the door as he's like closing it. So he went before you. So he ran to the door. He's like going to slam the door. Mm-hmm. 4 guys get opportunity attacks. The beefy boy crits.
Fuck.
And the other guy hits. 1 guy hits. 2 of them miss. 22 damage, half to 11. Barbarians are good, guys. And you run through this gauntlet of violence,
mm-hmm.
and you get back to the like captain's quarters in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give me an opposed athletics check against this dude as he tries to close the door.
Great, and I get advantage of that on that because I'm raging, and I get advantage on strength checks.
Oh no!
That is a nat 20.
Yo!
Yeah, you
feeling
fucking
it.
Bust through.
I just, it splinters.
Yeah.
Splinters around me.
There's no door.
You fucking shoulder ram the door. You tackle the captain. You guys roll into his quarters. You see,
nice.
It's very quaint and nice. He's got a nice little setup. He's got
I'm
a
like
nice little desk.
Low key turned on by this.
What is this?
Did you mood board this?
That is Moonshine's turn.
Okay, I would like to use a bonus action to shillelagh just to make sure that base is covered.
Mm-hmm.
Look at one of the other wiener, the one of the small guys who's on death's door. Kill another guy with my spores. Make another zombie.
Great. That man had a family?
They're all related.
Yeah, well, honestly, bring
well,
them
some
to
of
me.
Them are
I'll,
just brothers
I'll
because, like,
the choices that you
friendship.
Make. If you choose to be a pirate, that's your choice.
It's a pirate's life for you.
Exactly.
And then
we all know the song.
I'm gonna go run downstairs, and I'm gonna attack the beefy guy. Okay. And the mental command I'm giving the zombies is to attack the guns.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
We call your zombie spores Zors.
Yeah.
Okay.
My Zors.
You run downstairs, Moonshine. You see these two beefy orcs and these two right. shitty orcs are looking back at Apple as Apple and the chief roll around fighting in his quarters, like fighting over this fucking silver
okay,
horn.
Okay, so I can't get to them in time to attack them. So instead of using an attack action, I'm going to cast my fourth level divination and say, where on this ship is Ulfgar?
You hear a whisper on the wind. The necklace.
The necklace? Oh,
he's trapped in a goddamn gem.
Mother.
No!
Fucker.
That is.
Now I gotta go through this man's jewelry boxes.
That is. He's wearing a big red gem.
Oh, oh that's man, true.
I forgot about that.
That is. The beefy boys.
Oh, wait, no, turn. The zombies go. The zombies attack the guns.
Okay, the zombies attack the guns. Roll to hit the guns.
Oh.
Oh, that's definitely going to hit a 21.
Yeah.
And a 5.
The other one punches the gun and hurts its hand.
And then one of them gets a 6 to the gun.
You guys that are still up on the deck see this thing punch a gun and some, like, plastic fall off of it.
No, zombie.
I hate guns. Gun control now.
You broke the scope.
The gun still looks fine. Gun, by the way, no danger to anybody below deck. Zombies punching the guns. That is the beefy boy's turn. The one guy continues swimming.
All right.
How am I doing?
You barely hear him at this point.
Doing great.
If thanks.
You keep, hey, if you keep swimming, I'll buy you a Diet Pepper.
All right.
Diet Dr.
Diet Pepper.
Diet Pepper?
He laughs at you. Ha ha, idiot. And then he keeps swimming away. What are these beefies gonna do? I guess they'll run forward at Moonshine.
What's a beefy to do?
These two, the beefies below deck.
Bam,
sounds like such a good porn.
The brothers beefy.
Beefies below deck. One beefy hits on his first attack. A big 6 damage.
Mm.
The other one swings twice. Crits on one hit for 25 damage.
Oh, damn. Mercy.
And then the last guy above deck is going to go after hard one. He misses both times.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful, beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore, and you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
That is Bev's turn.
I guess there's one more beefy boy up here.
One more beefy boy and one regular guy.
All right, I'm going to head towards the stairs, and I'm going to swing at the beefy boy on my way.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That does hit.
Okay.
He has not been hit that much.
All right, that's going to be 15.
15?
Yeah.
He's pretty
on
hurt.
My first hit. That's 16 plus 8. What's that going to be? 24?
Yep, yeah. That hits.
And that's 13 damage.
Okay, he's on death's door, but he's still alive.
All right, cool.
And that's Balnor's turn. Balnor is going to try to help. He's going to take two swings at him. And he misses both times. That is the Wiener Orc's turn. There are two below deck. They're going to go after Moonshine. Both swing. And both miss. That is the one above deck who's going to go after Hard One. He rolls a nat one. He misses big time.
Yes. All right.
Your ass is safe.
That is the gun's turn. Three of them shoot at Bev. Three of them shoot at Hard One.
I put my cheeks out. I'm begging for it.
One of them rolled a one. You see it malfunctions.
Smoke starts coming. Probably because of all
the zombie
that
one.
Zombies.
Yeah,
zombie hit it.
The one the zombie punched. that did it. That fucking did it. One hits Bev.
I catch the bullet with my cheeks.
And it goes directly into your ass.
Oh no!
For
I barf it out.
21 damage.
Oh no! Oh, okay,
that's rough.
I'm at 6 HP.
Jesus.
Three guns go after Hard One. That's just one hits. They hit for a lot, though.
Mm.
You guys know Mario 3. Shit'll fuck you up. 18 damage.
Okay.
I know that in Mario 3, they always shoot in a straight line and are easy to avoid.
Right, yeah. Well, you guys have just been running in a straight line. You didn't specify that
you were
snaking. that is back around a Hard One.
Okay. Not gonna attack the gun anymore. I'm going to kick off my pants that the guy pants rather than pull them up.
What kind of underwear does Hard One wear?
None.
Just nude from the waist down?
Yep.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Armor up top and nude from the waist down.
I'm going to swing at this guy.
Okay. You're having a bad day.
I rolled a nat one.
Wait, did Actually,
you
a dick out is just making
no,
really
get to
self-conscious.
No. Your ankles get caught up in the pants, and it just the guy's just like, what are you doing?
Okay.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Hold on.
Hardo, put your pants on, bud.
Turn around really quick, and I fluff myself just a little just to get the blood going.
Did you just...
No, I didn't.
It's a little cold outside, and it looked like... Now it looks a little bigger.
Okay,
but...
now I'm going to just take a swig of the beer. Everything's fine. I'm having a good day. 27 to hit.
27 to hit. Okay. Super hits. Okay, obviously, great. You're going after the beefy boy?
Yeah, I'm going after the beefy
okay.
boy. 16 damage.
You kill the beefy boy and his little buddy, who he calls his little buddy.
I do. I chop the head off of the beefy boy, and then I strangle... No, wait. I chop the head off the other guy, and I strangle the beefy boy with my penis.
This is a terrible way to die. This is
humiliating. You shouldn't have pantsed me, you son of a bitch.
This is... I deserve all of this.
He dies. You feel him gasping as your flaccid penis
cock.
Kills him. That is back around to the captain, who I said, because he got a nat 20, that you just, like, tackled him through the door. You guys are wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I will say he's going for the horn to blow the horn. Mm-hmm. I'll do another just straight-up fucking wrestle check to see if you can stop him from doing that.
Do I roll as well?
You roll as well. So we'll do strength, opposed strength check.
Okay, great.
And you're in a rage, so you get advantage?
I do get advantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wrestle check 2018. Only on pay-per-view.
I got another nat 20.
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh!
You defeat him in wrestling, and you pin his wrist down that has the horn, and he's kind of comically trying to blow into it.
That's so right, bitch. I'm also a semi-professional wrestler.
I feel like we could date if we weren't.
Stop trying to turn me on because it's working.
Do you see this? We could have this. We could sail together, you and I.
I'm not saying I'm not thinking about it.
That is your turn, Apple.
I would like to...
Kiss the captain?
Think about it, Dewey Good.
I'm thinking about kissing the captain.
I'm not married.
But first of all, I'm going to crush this horn. I would like to attack the horn.
Ooh, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, go ahead and make an attack on it.
Great. Shout out to the two crew.
You got a second attack though, right?
But I have a second attack. 13?
Yeah, since he's like he's hanging on to it, so part of AC is like how hard it is to hit. Uh-huh. So he is moving the horn around as you guys wrestle for it. You're swinging down your axe, just this whirlwind of violence, but you do not hit the axe.
All right.
That is Moonshine's
turn. I will smooch him a little bit, is my move.
I don't know how to take this. He smooches you back.
So who am I facing off against?
So you've got two orcs down here, regular orcs, and two beefy boys.
Mm. Two beefy boys.
Two beefies.
Ooh.
I'm going to quick rapport spores to Apple and say, get the fucking necklace. That's where Ulfgar is.
Mm. Oh, all right.
Then I'm going to spores one of the regular orcs.
Okay. He is almost dead.
Okay.
He's on death's door.
I am almost dead, so I am going to do a third level cure wounds on myself.
Okay.
Nice.
And then I'm going to tell my zombies to come defend me.
Okay, I think zombies have atrocious speed.
20 feet.
Okay, so they use like a full 40 feet.
A full 40 feet.
Okay,
to
they
come
can get down to the entrance because you're already just at the door opening and they're kind of in the middle of the room down there. These orc zombies come down and join you and stand next to you.
In front of me.
In front of you. They stand in front of you.
Those were our brothers, not our actual brothers. Although that one that you just killed before, that was my actual brother. But these are just my friends. This is the pirates are a brotherhood.
And that is the beefy boys' turn. They are not fooled. They are going to attack Moonshine.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I love my friends too much.
Hits once. 13 damage, Moonshine.
Yeah.
So, okay, second guy takes two swings at you. Hits on one attack for 8 damage.
I'm down.
Oh, no.
Big beefy boy cuts Moonshine down. That is Beverly's turn. The other one swims even farther.
Remember when you said diet pepper?
A shark bites him.
Oh, no. All right, keep swimming. And just repeat after me. My name is not Beaverly Slowgold.
My name is not Beaverly Slowgold. My name is not Beaverly Slowgold. Swims.
Okay,
I'm getting
bye.
Tired. He starts drowning.
Oh, yeah. You can go to shore now.
Thanks.
All right.
That guy goes on to just get a job and turn his life around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You spared him in a way.
He gets a job as a lifeguard.
Yeah.
All right. Let me know if I can do this. Okay. I want to, as I'm running down, I want to cast Nature's Wrath on the steering wheel and just rip it out.
You were running towards the back of the boat to get downstairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I kind of had like a moment where I was like, wait a minute, I've got an idea. I want to do this and then keep running down.
What is the range on Nature's Wrath?
10 feet.
10 feet. You're going to have to run back and not run to the...
All right.
Stay above deck and fuck up the wheel or go below deck. It's up to you.
I'm going to double back and fuck up the wheel so that they can't escape.
That's not that hard to just go up and fucking sword the wheel. So
all right.
I will just allow you to do that.
All right. I just go up and fuck up the wheel.
You see, there's not even any more orcs up here. You see Bev just hard on. You just watch Bev run, start running towards the downstairs, run back, and then just starts fucking hitting the wheel and chopping it up.
I shout at hard one. It's so they can't leave.
You momentarily want to maybe like bring me back to life? Instead of fight a wheel.
I'm momentarily confused, but then I realize that my penis is fully out, so like I'm not any smarter.
Can I use my bonus action to just misty step to like the foot of the stairs?
Oh, you can. So then going back 30 feet the other way, you can essentially get back where you were in the middle of the boat.
Sure, just to like give myself a little more time.
Sweet. So you use a bonus action, you get back to where you were.
Cool.
So next turn, you'll be able to get downstairs and throw something.
Nice.
Balnor is still at the front of the boat. He was fighting dudes. He is going to run forward, pants one of the dead orcs, throw a pair of pants to hard one. Cover up there, bud.
I let them fly over the side of the boat.
They just keep going.
Totally miss him.
He takes a full run action and gets to like the front of the door, but he doesn't make it downstairs yet. That is the wiener orc's turn. Who's down there? Okay, so it's just Apple down there. So there's two guys left. One's on death's door. The two orcs are going to run in They're just going to attack you while you're wrestling with the captain. I'll let you decide right now. Do you want them to attack with advantage and you're still wrestling with the captain, or do you want to let go?
Attack me with advantage.
Okay. Yeah, you should just keep strangling.
Yeah, but if I die, I'm leaving anyway. I'm a guest star, baby.
What did you just say? Is that why you're kissing me and dying?
Only one guy hits.
Great.
For just 8 damage. So just 4 damage. Jesus, barbarians are good.
Oh, man.
And then it is the guns' turns. 3 of them shoot at Hard One. 3 of them shoot at Beverly. 2 of them hit Hard One. First one hits for 12.
Oh, I'm going to die.
So
I did a bad job.
I'm already dead.
I have 53 hit points.
20 damage. On
20 damage total?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other 3 go at Beverly. 2 miss, but 1 crits.
Oh. So I'm probably dead.
15 damage.
You don't have to keep rolling. I'm down.
Okay. So Bev gets shot by a mini cannon and goes down. Bev goes down. That is
Y'all realize Balnor's we turn. Have no healers and no potions.
We got my amulet, so.
Oh, that's true. Back up to Hard One.
Tell me if I can do this.
Okay.
Rather than run to the stairs, just jump over the side of the boat, do sort of like a monkey bar on the side of the boat, and kick through a portal into below deck.
I'll let you do like a strength check to do that.
Okay.
Well, dang.
21.
Ooh, 21. Great. Nice. I was going to say 20. So, Hard One, you're able to kick through the porthole. You get down there. I'm going to say that's going to be your full movement. But yeah, you see Moonshine on the ground, these 2 big orcs over her, and you hear a crazy fight coming from the captain's quarters.
Can I put on my goggles real quick and use my second wind? Get some HP back?
All right,
sweet.
You should put the goggles over your genitals.
Another good.
Okay. Second wind. Okay, that is the captain's turn. Captain is still wrestling with Apple. Go ahead, give me a strike check.
22.
You win again. You're still just raging and pinning this dude down while these two smaller orcs just cutting at your back.
You're being beaten by a girl just to put a lantern on this.
I don't have a problem with that. I feel
all right,
like
good,
we're
that's
all equal.
Good, because that's hot also that you don't have a problem with
I don't at all. I'm just kind of progressive like that.
Super
do you want to kiss?
Woke captain.
Yeah, Hard One. You hear this confusing conversation going on.
So many weird couples this trip.
Apple, that is you. You are wrestling with the captain. You've got 2 orcs on your back, 2 beefy boys on the other room, and you just heard your friend kick through a porthole.
Well, I'm gonna try and rip this necklace off his neck.
Just ripping a necklace off, I'll just let you do that as an action.
Oh, great. Then I'm gonna do that.
You rip the necklace off his neck. Oh, please don't take that. Oh, I'm gonna get so much trouble if you take that.
Fucking tough titties, mate.
That is Moonshine's turn. Give me a death saving throw.
Fail.
That's a fail. One in the fail column for Moonshine.
Okay. Let's be careful here.
Everybody.
That is.
Drag together.
Let's not die on vacay.
There's 2 beefy boys are going to rush out and go after Hard One. Hits once. 13 damage.
All right.
Other guy takes 2 attacks. And he hits both times. 15 damage.
Okay. I'm fucked up, but I'm all right.
Okay. That is back up to Beverly. Give me a death saving throw.
Do I get to add my bonus to this?
Yeah, you get because you get +4 on saving throws.
Okay.
Oh, boy. It'll be good if Balnor can drag you near Moonshine, he can...
That's a 9.
9. Fail. That's a fail.
Okay.
Okay, that's 1 fail. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor, on his turn, is going to run out, grab Beverly, and drag him back towards the stairs. Actually, you know what? He'll use the amulet, too, because he was at half health, because he got attacked at one point. He goes back up to full.
Great.
So Balnor's good. He drags
as long
you
as Balnor
like, over
survives.
The stairs. guns can't hit anybody now. That is Hard One's turn.
Where is Beverly?
So you've just kind of broken into the middle of the room below deck. Bev is like at the door upstairs between the upper deck and the lower deck.
All right, so I guess I'm just waiting for Bev to get down. I'm gonna I'll swing at the beefy boys.
Okay.
Bev is down.
But I have the amulet, which is more important than Beverly. So
yes, I'm waiting for the amulet to come out.
I think that's what we were all thinking, right?
Yeah. Beverly is the amulet. That was a 19 hit the first beef boy.
That hits.
I'm gonna hit the beef boy for 10.
Okay.
Take my second attack on Beef Boy. 21 to hit.
That hits.
For 11.
Okay.
And he's not dead.
He's pretty fucked up, but he's not dead. That is the captain's turn. Captain is still wrestling with Apple, not letting him go. He is going to try a little diplomacy. And he goes, I know you and your friends are fucked up. Me and my friends are fucked up. You give me back that necklace. I call him off. We're done.
Fuck off.
Okay. Yes.
Strike check against him.
A true boob.
He rolled a fucking nat one. There's
nothing. I definitely beat a nat one.
He, as in the middle of his attempt at diplomacy, he squeals as you pin him back to the ground.
I just bash his head against the floor. Yeah,
that is your turn, Apple.
Great.
You've got this.
Do I have these two other guys behind me still, or are they?
Yeah.
They're still focused.
No, there's two like little wiener orcs. One is on death's door. One is perfectly healthy, but they don't have a lot of HP. Two big guys in the other room with hard one.
Can I put my greatsword to the neck of the captain and yell out, "All of you, put down your weapons, or your captain is dead."
Go ahead and make an intimidation check.
Ooh.
That was pretty intimidating to me.
That's a 9.
A 9. You hear the captain yell, "Don't do it! The fight's pretty close right now! I think we can still win this, boys!"
All right, then can I attack him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. 18?
18 hits.
Great. 18?
Okay.
And then do I get another attack as well?
Yeah, you do.
Great. That is also 18.
18 hit, got it.
12.
12 damage.
Yeah.
He is quite, quite hurt. That is Moonshine's turn. Moonshine, give me another death saving throw.
Another fail.
Two fails for Moonshine.
Okay.
I feel like maybe this might be the end of Moonshine.
No.
No.
I have one more turn, and if I fail then, it's the end of Moonshine.
That is the Beefy Boys' turns. They go after Hard One.
I really hope we both miss.
Give us back the necklace and you can live. One guy misses twice. Other guy hits once.
This is so crazy.
13 damage.
I'm down.
Oh, okay.
Should have taken the deal. That is Bev's turn. Death saving throw.
All right.
With your thingy, though, you pass.
Yes. Yeah. That's 11? 7 plus 4. Is that 11? Is that
11. Cool. That's one in the
save. One in the save. All right, cool.
That all right, is... All right.
Good God.
Balnor's turn. Jesus. Balnor's in over his head.
What are we going to do if we have a live show and Moonshine is dead? That's super weird.
If we make it through this...
This is kind of weird.
I'm never asking Balnor to do anything again.
Balnor will never hold a bag.
No.
Okay.
You bag for no man.
All right. Balnor is going to drag Bev down the stairs. It's not that far. He gets down there, sees that Bev is kind of stabilizing a little bit on his own. His breathing's better than Moonshine's. Moonshine is dying. He needs to roll a 10 or higher to stabilize her. He has a plus 0 to wisdom. God, I'm so nervous. He rolls a 13.
Yes!
Balnor! In the name of love.
I didn't even want him to because I don't like this whole Balnor Moonshine thing. It really
was that a U2 reference?
One night in the name of love.
Damn Balnor, not being creepy about it. Things are serious. He stabilizes Moonshine. Okay. So that is the two orcs now who are going to swing. Do you want to let go of the chief or of the captain or...
Fuck it, bring it on. I've still got 53 hit points.
Okay. Nice.
First guy hits. 7 damage. That's already halved.
Don't even care.
It's already halved.
If all the boobs died on vacation, it would be way too fitting.
Yeah, that's just a harder fight than Maribel. We have bad luck on boats.
And the other guy does 5 damage. Jesus, things are dire. That's hard one's turn.
Death saving throws. 17.
Cool. That's one in the positive column. Then that is the captain still going for that horn, wrestling with Apple. Apple, give me a strength check.
Feeling horny.
It's a horny episode.
Horny. That is a 26.
He had a 20, and I thought he was going to beat you finally, but he does not. That is your turn, Apple. This captain is fucking hurt.
So extreme.
Super hurt.
I mean, I'm going to hit him.
Go for it.
I'm sorry to do this because I do genuinely find you very attractive. That is a nat 20.
Oh, fuck!
I've rolled
Kill
so
your
many
lover.
20s.
I will allow you to cleave through onto these other guys, so roll your damage.
Okay, great.
I'm imagining sort of like a burst action where you swing, you jump back and swing through him and continue your swing.
29.
She kills everybody on the boat, right?
Wow.
You kill all 3 of those guys in that room. You kill
That's
the
so
captain.
That's so good.
Apple. I might be dead.
Moonshine, you are stabilized, but I think
but
you're just at 0 hit points,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. you're still alive. That is the big guy's turns.
They're still beefy boys?
There's still 2 beefy boys. They have not gotten taken out.
I miss a turn, or am I after them?
You're after them.
Okay.
So they are going to each take 2 shots at Balnor.
You're right.
He hits once on Balnor.
Balnor's having a day.
Balnor just got back up to full HP, though, right?
Yes, but he just took 16 damage. So he is.
Don't
not
you dare
great.
Mess with a horny dad.
The other guys swing twice, and he hits once. Balnor is at 3 HP.
Okay, never mind.
That is Beverly's turn. Bev, give me a death saving throw.
Come on, buddy.
Wait, I got a 1, but I get to reroll that, don't I?
Yeah, because you're
a halfling. Jesus fucking Christ. You would have been fucking dead.
You would have been dead.
That's right?
That's 2 fails.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, I get to reroll it.
Just don't roll a 1.
Okay, that's an 11 save. Plus 4.
That
okay.
was actually 2
that's,
ones.
So that's 2 saves?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you guys are killing me.
Wait, would I have gotten to add plus 4 to that 1, though? Or would that have just still
no,
been?
No, that 1 is automatically 2 fails.
Boo, sweet
that
pee.
That is Balnor's turn. What is Balnor going to do? Oh, Balnor still has his action surge and shit. He did look at the amulet already.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How he got up. He does have second wind still. Balnor is just going to fucking go all out and try to hit as many of these beefy boys as possible. One of them's been hit a couple times.
Save us, Balnor the Brave.
He does hit. He does 7 damage.
Who'd have ever thought?
To this guy. Takes another swing, and he hits. And he does 11 damage. This one guy is on death's door. Action surge. Going again. Misses on the first attack.
Balnor.
Crits on the second
Balnor.
Attack.
Daddy!
Jesus, guys. I'm so fucking nervous. With the crit, he still only does 7 damage, but he kills one, and he does 3 damage to the other guy, who's still looking pretty healthy, but he's the only guy left. So
there's only 1 orc left?
It's Balnor on death's door, 1 orc left, Apple looking pretty
I'm
hurt.
I'm so healthy.
Hard
I
one's
have 41
out.
Hit points.
That is... okay,
just
Balnor
having a
just
nice
went.
Holiday.
Hard one, that's your turn. Death saving throw.
8.
Oh, 8. That's a failure.
Fail. What are you at? Is it 1 fail?
1 fail, 1 success.
Okay.
Okay. That is Apple's turn.
Oh, wait. Do I get the... I guess it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm going to go fuck up this last beefy boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's being true to Apple.
I got a 19.
That hits.
And a 17.
Are you doing 2 attacks?
Yes.
Okay, you missed on the second one, but you hit on the first one.
All right.
Guys, I'm like nervous.
Yeah, this is...
7, 12,
a turn.
14.
That is Moonshine's turn. She is at 0.
We're
that
not as strong when people don't heal us.
The beefy boy's turn, who's going to swing on Balnor. He misses on the first attack, but he hits on the second attack.
Uh-oh.
Balnor goes down.
Shit,
Balnor
man.
Goes
God.
Next.
Apple.
That is just this guy. Once again... This guy and Apple, but back up to hard one for a death saving throw. Don't
do
roll
I get,
on.
Do I get Bev's 4? right now or no?
Yeah,
you're close enough that you get the four. Just don't roll a one.
I rolled a 10.
Okay.
That's good. Well, I rolled a 6, but I got a 10.
Plus 4.
That's a 10. That's another save, so you got two saves. That is Apple's turn.
I mean, I'm going to attack again.
Go ahead.
First attack is a 17. Misses, right?
Okay, misses.
Fuck, I missed again.
Jesus.
Oh.
Swing and miss twice. This guy takes just two fucking barbarians going at each other. Hits once. 14 damage, half to 7.
Okay.
Bev's turn. Bev, have you done all your death saving throws?
I have 2 successes and 1 failure.
Okay, go ahead. Roll again.
It's a 16 plus 4.
You stabilize. All right. Back up to 0.
All right.
Woo!
Oh, nice.
0.
That is Balnor's turn. Balnor gets plus because he's near Bev. He passes 1. That is back around to Hard One. Hard One, death save.
16, baby.
16. You are at 0.
Right?
You're stabilized.
Yeah.
All right.
That is Apple.
Fucking, you know what I'm going to do. All right. That is a 19.
There we go.
That hits.
And that is a very big 24.
24.
Those are the numbers.
He's on death's door. He's so hurt.
Wait, no, that was the second. Sorry, the second attack was 24.
Got it.
So
okay, go ahead.
I haven't done my...
Got it.
15 on the first one.
Okay, he's very hurt.
And then 9 on the second one.
He is at 1 HP.
Fuck, man! Are you kidding me?
Dear me.
Jesus Christ.
Sweet
he
lord.
He takes 2 swings at us. He misses both times.
Yes.
Fuck you, man.
I rolled a 5 and a 3.
God.
Fuck, I mean, it was a good fight. A pirate appreciates a good fight.
You can run away.
I could.
Yo ho, yo ho.
Will you let me limp away?
You could swim away.
It's actually, it is, oh wait, no, okay, it's Balnor's turn. Balnor gets a 10 because of Bev's thing, so that's another positive. But now it's your turn, Apple.
You know, if you can give me a bunch of healing potions for these people, I will let you get away.
We don't have healing potions aboard, but that horn summons ghosts of weird warrior guys. You could just fucking have it. I don't care. I just want to get out of here.
Well, then I'm gonna kill you and just take.
Why
them
would you kill me? This is. What about pirate's honor?
You don't
You're
have
a pirate too, right? We're
no,
both pirates.
I'm a
he
farmer.
Tries to give you a handshake.
I stab him.
You have no honor.
I attack him.
And that 20.
Oh,
what the
just
oh,
what the fuck God. Up with these? This is a loaded
that's
guy.
A good
that's
dice.
Explain
I need
how
to
you
use that because.
Wow.
One of our fans sent us those. Those are good dice.
I take my sword and I put it through his rib cage, so he's like hanging from the below mast.
Jesus. You brutally end this last guy. Apple, you are just in a room of carnage. All of your new friends are totally knocked out. Balnor will actually do another death save, and he fails.
Oh.
So now you can try to stabilize him if you would like.
Yeah, I will try and stabilize, because everybody else is stable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and do a raw wisdom check to bring Balnor back.
17?
That does it.
Oh, yeah.
Stabilize Balnor. Apple, you are in this room with a bunch of dead orcs and unconscious adventurers, and you've got this crazy red gem.
Yeah, I'll prop them up and I'll guard them.
Okay.
While they take a short rest.
Okay. Yeah, so you see that there's a room that's like kind of the captain's quarters that you were fighting the dude in. You see there's a bed in there. There's a little desk with a lantern by it. There's a treasure chest.
Ooh,
and there's a desk with like an open letter on the desk. And the other room is like a bunch of bunks.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, the captain's bed looks pretty comfy, right?
Okay, yeah.
I just drag everybody in.
One big bed.
One big bed.
One big dead.
One big dead.
One big dead. One big dead.
Apple fucking drags all of these unconscious adventurers into bed. And that's where we'll end our session.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Well,
oh,
that
boy.
Was nuts.
Well. God,
well,
I'm
Siobhan,
so
we'll be having you on next week because things are not done.
Yeah. Ow.
Oh, boy, guys.
I'm just
that
so...
was I was so fucking nervous.
I'm just glad that I chopped up that steering wheel. Clearly the right decision.
What would have happened if the steering wheel worked?
Listen to the short rest to find all the
when
info.
When we find out that the steering wheel was actually the most powerful demon on the boat.
Oh my goodness.
The steering wheel was a succubus.
It would have sucked any of us off.
My goodness.
I'm so glad that I stopped him from blowing that horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been so bad.
We would all be dead.
Yeah. It's interesting.
We would have been ghosts.
Yeah.
It's crazy that some of those encounters, like there's a different version where you guys are just like, fuck this upper deck. Let's all run downstairs. The guns like are no longer a thing, but it takes like a long time to like parse that out. And they just kept fucking hitting.
Yeah.
And guys kept critting. You never like that was tougher than the Maribel fight, not by design. It just was really fucking hard.
So many times. That was crazy.
Both these sessions that we just recorded back to back, I rolled dog shit.
Yeah. Jesus.
Siobhan stole all our good rolls.
Yeah, I
How
really
many nat 20s
got a lot
did you
of nat 20s in a way that was like it feels like I'm cheating, you know, because I just had so many in a row and I truly was not. I just was like,
I'm definitely going to start using those dice. My dice
have
petered out.
You wrestling the captain was such a good thing to do because his thing was going to be that we'll talk about this more on the short rest, but he was going to close himself in that room, blow the horn, and then wait with like these warrior spirits.
Yeah.
But the fact that you rolled a nat 20 allowed you to just like tackle him through the door.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you, Apple.
Barbarians.
Thank you, Apple.
Jesus.
We're all wearing resistance. Apple jerseys. That should be in our merch store, by the way.
Apple.
I've never played a barbarian before, and this has made me like, oh, I get it. This is pretty fun. I have to worry about remembering what spells I have. I just get to fucking fuck shit up.
You don't have to do anything cool or clever. You can just be good.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Check us out over at The Short Rest on Patreon. Patreon.com/NADPOD. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Buy me and Emily's book. It's called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. You can get it on Amazon or Audible. Caldwell, how can people watch Big City Greens?
You can get it on Amazon or iTunes. Reruns of the new episodes are airing on Disney XD right now.
Sweet.
I guess you can just think about new episodes that are coming in the future and get excited about them.
And, of course, listen to If I Were You. Follow all of us, including Siobhan on Twitter. At Vorny Tom is Siobhan. At Jake Hurwitz is Jake. At EXHort is Emily. At Caldy is Caldwell. At CH Murph is me. And tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of a nation.
Everyone's
we
too scared are, to sing.
We are the youth of a nation.
I truly don't know what the rest of this song is.
One big bed. Hey guys, it's Murph. It's the end of the show, and I gotta shout out our benevolent council of elders, starting with Matthew M., the Bullywug Prince. Smile is so bright, you have to roll a con-saving throw to not be blinded by it. Has a hard time making friends. Joe N., the lover of Lucy, turned the fiancé of Lucy. Before Snot's Lot got a hold of Ulfgar, Joe actually gifted the magic gem necklace to Lucy. They ended up returning it when they found out there was a little dwarf in it, though. Brad D., the only pebble pot that isn't craven, took Denny out trick-or-treating when he was a kid, only for Denny to run away at the sight of the first monster costume. It was a baby dressed as Mike from Monsters, Inc. JLoma72, aka Steelbreaker, Hard One's Gymspiration. For Steelbreaker, every day is leg day. The only reason the rest of his body is so built is because there's no more room for muscles on his legs. Andrew A., aka Feldspar Liegarden, the half-elf. That's half-elf, half-centaur, which I guess makes him half-elf, quarter-human, quarter-horse. It's confusing, but goddamn, he looks good. Taylor Pawpaw VI, a legendary bard to whom no item isn't an instrument, once played a concerto on Snot's yacht using only a turtle shell and two toothpicks. Dylan B., a super weak wizard who wields 12 swords and struggles. The confusing part is that he can confidently wield 6 swords, which is impressive enough, just like, put down some of the swords, dude. Simon W., the bootleg of hard-won soft loss, has tiny calves, a smooth face, and wears 6 layers of Mormon underwear, has never been pantsed because he wears too many pairs of pants. Danny P., Bahumia's resident artist, painted hard-won senior portrait at the Dwarfenage, had to paint hard-won twice because, as hard-won put it, he didn't get the quads right. Some have been saying that hard-won had his quads enhanced, but I won't add to that rumor. Tom P., father of the realm, serenader of sleeping babies, can sing a baby to sleep with the skill of a legendary bard and cradle them with the strength of an equally legendary bard who is also super jacked. Spencer Caskbrew, patron elder of libations, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bohemia alike, brewed an ale so powerful that it was able to get Ulfgar drunk in one sip, has since stopped making it after Ulfgar drunkenly destroyed the bar. Pedro E., Bard of the Mountains, sang songs that wooed a pensive young hard-won Shorefoot to sleep, as well as several songs on the Tony Hawk 3 soundtrack. Griffin S.D., a.k.a. The Stranger, the Silver Dragonborn Eldritch Knight and owner of the Badger's Pint Inn and Tavern. Griffin should be happy to know that I used this tavern name in a D&D one-shot I did for Emily's family this weekend. Thank you, Griffin. Beardman Dan, weirdly enough, doesn't have a beard. It's one of those things like when you call a big guy tiny, Beardman Dan's face is so smooth a halfling would slip on it were one to step on his cheek. Scott D., patron saint of the two crew, bestows all of us with bad luck, but not the worst luck possible, and for that, we are grateful. Aaron C., outlifted Alanis in a powerlifting competition. Alanis is a wizard, so it's not that huge of an accomplishment, but still pretty cool that he technically beat one of the legendary heroes. Hermes W., the Bat King. Hermes was a mere bat prince till the tragic death of their bat father compelled them to take the bat throne. I guess that's just Batman, huh? T. Alex, dances at a nightclub in Smuggler's Bounty while they save up money for cleric school. Good luck, T. Alex. Parker E., recently snuck onto a boat party on Snot's Lot where they almost won the Trapped in a Gem Ulfgar necklace in a game of strip poker. RJW, is Apple Scrumper's manager who suggested she take mudboarding to the next level and even secured her very first sponsor, Field Jordans. Spartus, the giant politician whose mishandling of the giant crisis led to the giant wars. Spartus, you gotta use diplomacy. Adam R., runs the daycare at Smuggler's Bounty, frequently mistakes halflings for lost children. Brent B., taught Alanis magic, not wizard magic though, the magic of Disney, which is also a popular theme park in Bohemia. Disney Bohemia is identical to Disney Orlando, except it doesn't have a Frozen ride yet. Cassandra MHP is a wild magic sorcerer who got in too deep with the criminal underground in Esri and is currently in hiding as a friendly raven sidekick. Matt C., Matty Big Crits, Matthias of House Crit, has already spawned several heirs who are all crumbling under the pressure to live up to such big crits. Danielle, the dastardly dame. Danielle is so dastardly, they'll build an upper deck on your toilet just to upper deck you. Hugh C., aka Haldor Frostback, MVP of the Giant Wars, crewed on the SS Stormborn and fought alongside Elias in Red, a barbarian warrior from the frigid north who taught Ulfgar how to snowboard and currently possesses the high score for the snowboard video game in Smuggler's Bounty, uses MVP as their initials. Manny the Mundane, accidental deity who got in the way of a lich's spell to reach divinity. If someone goes to sneeze in Bohemia, but no sneeze comes out, it's customary to say, Manny bless you. Daniel Yu, a.k.a. Multifor, the owner of a sweet boat that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried, also owns a sweet car that sounds like Joe Pesci. Jordan DJ, legendary DJ of the realm, can take a high elf's music box and turn it into Bohemia's Song of the Summer. Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, born of the sword, sworn to the horde, and wearing jorts. Xavier C., runs a pet store in Galateron and accidentally kept Maw Maw as a novelty possum for about 2 years before her green team pointed out that she possessed an intellect beyond the normal possum. Cutter W., a high elf dandy turned crick barkitect, was just commissioned to break ground on the crick's first stump hotel. This thing is going to be so big, they're actually going to use a full live tree. Lex S., a legendary executioner who despises authority, regularly decides to decapitate the king who gives the death sentence. It's insane they ever get hired given their resume. John S., aka Schubert the Mushroom, once ate a tiny piece of his own head and had the best trip of his life. James B., legendary Bohemian ballerina, wears a tutu that has 25 AC. Ryan M., the original guardian at the Dwarfenage, used to lead the kids in gleeful songs and made them feel loved. Hard One was dropped off at Irondeep the day he retired, unfortunately. Elena C. owns a cool invisibility cloak. She once used it to spy on Glad Roselle when he was in the bathroom and he took a shit and didn't wipe. Andrew M., a horny crick elf who just opened a bar called the Timeout Bag, and it's where everyone in Bohemia goes when they're super thirsty. Ricky, aka Tricky Ricky of the Cricky, recently broke up with his girlfriend because she was very nitpicky. He's thinking about downloading Tinder on his speaking stone, but he's a little nervous he's gonna see his ex. It's a whole thing. Andrew R., the Togold's financial planner, has personally helped Beverly's family acquire their third and fourth summer homes. Cannibalistic Cthulhu eats every humanoid in Bohemia but isn't interested in tabaxis. Once licked Skullis and just wasn't into it. Michael McD., head mixologist at the Blue Mana Inn, heard that Hard One likes novelty-sized beers and just put in an order for a huge glass shaped like a boot. Blitzbrieg Dimitri, famous Dwarger who owns and runs the beloved franchise Dwarger's Big Burger. You can supersize your order at Dwarger's Big Burger. Victor T., Balnor's boy whose loving dad was ripped from his family and transported to another world. Balnor was going to take him camping the weekend he disappeared, and Victor legit sat outside on a stoop with a fishing rod and knapsack and waited. It was straight out of a sitcom. Henry A., dude had a threesome with the satyrs, and afterwards they revealed themselves as succubi, but Henry just fucked them again. Penfield, the boy king's dermatologist, try as he might, he just couldn't get rid of the kid's acne, but he was able to do wonders for his back knee. Colin G. once beat Ulfgar in an arm wrestling match. Ulfgar was drunk and asleep when it happened, but still. Lance W., a master of all weapons except the lance. He's practicing a lot, though, and he's gotten a little better. This morning, though, he stepped on his lance and it bounced up and hit him in the face like a cartoon rake. It was hilarious. Justin I., the scoop master. Whether it's ice cream gnomes or raisin-based cereals, Justin just can't and won't stop scooping. Caleb, the fifth seal of Bahamut, the demon of the ring, whose name is Fire Incarnate, born of tooth and scale. They are the bright hammer of justice. Also, they drive a totally tricked-out Toyota Camry. Clayton M., the geometry wizard. They travel across the land, teaching children the difference between a cylinder and cone-shaped spell. Luckily, they are immune to spitballs. TJM, a werewolf who's been trying to quit eating livestock. They were 6 months clean, but unfortunately just fell off the wagon. Well, the goat fell off the wagon, and then TJ caught it, and then ripped it to shreds. Diet starts tomorrow, am I right? The professional, the only French person in all of Bohemia. Everyone is extremely confused by their accent, but do admit that it makes them sound sexier. Jacob C., a rogue who also happens to be a giant, admittedly not very good at sneaking, but is just killer when it comes to dexterity checks. I once saw them assassinate a target by somersaulting over them. Elena M., once beat Ilsed in a fiddle competition, but instead of winning a golden fiddle, Elena asked Ilsed to open a mutual fund full of short-term, high-yield investments in their name. Bohemia's first and only trillionaire. Gone Off has gone off the deep end. In the annual Smuggler's Bounty high dive competition, they did a jackknife that was so sick it even impressed the water elemental. McPucks, the codemaster who is tirelessly working to build our website. McPucks altered the fabric of the Matrix to create an infinite slider glitch. Now they're living in the Kobe zone 24/7. Earl E. is never late. Always early, but they always help you set the table, so it's actually not a big deal at all. Dylan B., a daring gambler who once played blackjack with the deck of many things. They lost, of course, but they did get a +1 to strength out of the deal, so net gain, really. Jibe G., why complicate things? Jibe is just full-time crushing it. Enough said. Corbin A., a crow who wanted to be Hard One's sidekick, but got lost on their way to the crick. Currently temping with a necromancer, but not totally feeling it. Atlas Storm Reaper commands the currents and controls the weather, still has some trouble with nor'easters, but they're working on it. Jostrich, the jock ostrich, aka the world's only swole bird, their neck is way too thick to stick in a hole. Cameron McE, a wizard with a photographic memory and a photographic body, they blind their opponents with their flashbulb eyes and then commemorate the occasion by pooping out a Polaroid. That's it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers, and thank you to all of our listeners. Catch us over at the Short Rest on Patreon. We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.